everyone. Thanks for joining Angela and I.
Hello.
Our Tweak and Vibrations blog talk radio show live in Louisiana and Tennessee, May 3rd at 2 p.m. Today's topic is called Dreams. Know what they mean. Now, dreams are something that we've all experienced. Some of us remember them and some of us don't. But whether we recall them or not, we dream. A lot of times I don't remember my dreams. But I love this subject because there's so many times I'd love to know what they do mean. And I've had reoccurring ones. So Angela, this is one of Angela's areas of specialty. And I'm thrilled that she's joined us today and share more about it. Angela, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, darling.
How are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I am fabulous. That's fabulous.
Oh, I lost it. So share with us, Angela, what has you fascinated about dreams? How did you get attracted to this subject?
Well, I've actually always had really very vivid dreams as a child. My dreams just—it seemed like I wasn't dreaming, like I was there. But I really didn't start to really interpret them. It was about 3 years ago when I actually started trying to interpret my own dreams, and I had a series of things that were going on in my life that caused me to want to pay attention to what was going on in my dreams. And they've helped me figure out things, you know, pressing things in my life that had been going on, I try to use my dreams to figure out how to navigate through whatever's going on in my life. And so that's, you know, basically, you know, in a nutshell, how I got started paying attention to my dreams.
So what led you to, you know, like as you've gotten older, what kind of led you at using this kind of portal as a way to help others? What was the connection about you starting this particular area into helping others? Because I know that you have a dream forum at Powerful Intentions, a community that we both met, you know, about a year ago. And so what was the, and it's a great board. I mean, there's a lot of people that you've supported and assisted. So what kind of helped you get to that place, to where you're starting to do it now, to where you're helping other people?
Well, actually, I was going to say it was an accident, but it's not, it really wasn't an accident. There are no accidents. I joined PI and I ran across this dream group that actually wasn't started by me. It was started by another member, but I saw that there were people there that were posting their dreams and asking, you know, if there was anyone there that knew what was going on. So I said, well, you know, I've been doing mine for 3 years. And I've when I worked in the corporate world, whenever someone would find out that I was, you know, really I could interpret dreams, you know, people would always come up and ask me, you know, can you interpret this for me? I had this dream last night, blah blah blah. And so I said, well, you know, let me you know, help this person out. And I started interpreting dreams on that forum for other members, and it just kind of took off. I was always busy with it. Sometimes I would get private emails because some dreams were really personal to people and they didn't want to post it, you know, up in the forum. But that's how I got started with that, on Powerful Intentions, on the dream group. And I blossomed when it came to helping people with their dreams and not just mine.
Oh, cool. Well, I know that was really from... Thanks, because I know from personal experiences you helped me with a dream, and I thought, wow, that just really made a lot of sense, and you know, I've been picking her brain ever since about different things that show up. I'm like, okay, Angela, can you tell me? So, you know, in seeking information, I love doing that, I'm curious forever. In seeking information about our conversation today, I had recently read an article online written by a guy named Lee Dye, He writes for ABC News, or he shared this opinion. The article was called "Hidden Truths Are Those in, are Hidden Truths Are in Those Dreams," and then he spoke about a study that suggested humans from a wide range of cultures believe that their dreams are a window into the inner workings of the mind and may influence our activities as a whole. I'm going to post in my chat room the link to that. But he also quoted something from Freud regarding Freud's work, and it was out of a book of The Interpretation of Dreams that Freud published in 1899. He shared that dreams are like the royal road to unconsciousness. And when I was in high school, we took a course in psychology. And I remember reading both, of course, about Freud and Carl Jung. And Carl Jung kind of took he studied initially, from what I read, under Freud. But he kind of took a different road from what Freud had shared. He was feeling that dreams were actually spiritually connected and a guide to our waking self to achieve wholeness. So I was just going to ask you, what are your thoughts about Freud and Jung? You know, how different or similar they were?
They're totally different in my view. Freud was more, he was psychoanalytical in his dream interpretations, and he was more in the head. Whereas Jung was more spiritual in his approach, and he understood that certain symbols, like, for instance, you know, people think that when you have a dream, a sexual erotic dream, that it's a bad thing, and it means that you are, you know, if it's a stranger in the dream, that you're going to, you know, maybe cheat on your spouse, or, you know, that there's something wrong with that, or you're having some kind of sexual you're subconsciously thinking, you know, of sexual undertones, you know, in your waking life, and you're carrying it over into your dreams, and that's not true. That's a misconception that a lot of people have. And Freud was more focused. He was very fixated on the fact that people, or not the fact, but he felt like people were, all their dreams had to do with sex. And Freud had a couple of good points about him, but I kind of stay away from Freud's overall view on dreams because of how he was in the head. Jung, I like Jung. He has a spiritual approach, and I think that I read somewhere that his grandmother and his mother were supposed to be, like they were supposed to have the gift of being able to in tune to people psychically.
Wow.
So I like his, I like his views a little better because he goes deeper. He's not just on the surface, and he's not just in coming from his head. He's coming from his soul. So I like his approach better.
So you resonate more with Jung, basically, based on the spiritual connection and, you know, how he's talking about the psychic connection in that in that respect? Very cool. Well, you know, one of the other areas, you know, kind of skipping around this was the area of premonition and deja vu dreams. I have a couple, you know, out of three of my kids, two of them I've talked to most about dreams. One feels like she dreams. And she's starting to say, you know, I feel like I've already had a dream about this, and now it's coming true. So it's kind of like in that premonition area. And then the other, my son, would talk about, you know, deja vu type of things. He'd say, Mom, I feel like I've been here, or I've dreamed about it. And, you know, I think probably pretty much most of us, maybe, or three-fourths of us, or, you know, whatever the number is, probably have had either or, you know, premonition or deja vu. So what are your, you know, what do you think about those areas?
Well, the premonition dreams are, they're really very rare. Not to say that, you know, there's only certain people that can have them. It's not that. It's just, it's very rare. And if you've never had an instance before where you've had something that you dreamed that came true, more than likely it's not going to happen. But deja vu dreams, I guess you can call them premonition dreams also, because I know I've had instances in my life where, you know, really small things where I've run across a couple of days later and go, you know, oh, okay, you know, I remember I dreamt about this. You know, whether it was driving by a store or seeing a certain car that was a, you know, kind of a weird color, you know, something really small like that. But I think a lot of, well, there's premonition dreams and then there's precognition dreams. And they're both a little different. Precognition is sort of like the best way to explain it would be like an ESP type of thing. And premonition dreams are, it's kind of hard to go into without going into detail and into each of them, but they're kind of the same thing, but kind of not. But premonition dreams are really, really rare. And I've had a couple of them before. If you had deja vu before where you're walking, you know, during the day and you're going, you know, well, oh, deja vu, you know, feel like I've been here before. More than likely, it's something that you dreamt about that now you're running across. And if you pay attention to your dreams, you know, write them down in a journal, you'll discover that it's actually not, you know, it actually has a lot to do with you dreaming this event before. It's really neat when you start to figure that out, because now I don't have instances of deja vu anymore. I used to have them a lot before I started really paying attention to my dream. I don't have them anymore because now I know when I run across an event or whatever in the day that reminds me of something, I know, or I can go back to my journal and say, you know, oh, I dreamt this the other night.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well,
so,
you know,
yeah.
I want to do, you know, one thing you mentioned, and we ought to just say, is that it is a really good thing to start would be to pay attention to your dreams, or like look for a pattern. And you mentioned
yes.
it just a minute ago was about the journal.
Yes,
so,
keep a journal.
Good idea. Yes.
Keep a journal, because I didn't. In the past, I didn't, and then 3 years ago, I started keeping a journal. And it's a little tricky when you first get started, because you will, for instance, most people dream in black and white. It's very rare to dream in color. I don't know about that because I dream in color.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that works with anybody else. I can only speak for myself. I know, for instance, the color red. Red, if you have a dream and you're journaling and you're trying to figure out why you're seeing red in your dream a lot, you have to go by what else is going on in the dream, the other symbols, because red can mean family ties, blood ties, or red can mean that you are, if you're not careful with the way that you're handling or you're going to handle or trying to handle whatever it is that's pressing in your wake in life, that your anger is going to get the best of you, and it can be a dangerous color in dreams. But you have to know what the other dream symbols are, which is why it's great to keep a journal. You can't just go by one definition of what the color red means, because it can throw you off. So if you keep a journal and, you know, pay attention to everything, even something that seems insignificant, then they're not insignificant. None of your dream symbols are insignificant. If you see a purple bird in your dream, that means something. Write it down, and it connects to every other part of the dream, as long as the connections make sense. If the connections don't make sense, then, you know, you're probably, it just takes practice. If the connections don't make sense, then you're probably going in the wrong direction, and you need to, you know, kind of study it a little bit more.
Well, I'm glad you said that you segued into the color stuff and the journal, you know, and kind of writing down instances, because I've read that, you know, that dreams, there could be a pattern or theme, and sometimes it takes just, you know, if you journal them, you can start seeing the pattern of dreams show up. But, you know, segueing into the colors, I want to play a little bit of fun around some of these things. So sharing with the colors you shared with the red, and I thought it was interesting when you said about family or, the root chakra color, is red, and I thought that was interesting that the chakras, you know, going up and down, what different colors. I'm wondering if in our dreams, if we dream different colors, that, you know, it could be connected to our chakras too. So you just kind of popped a question. I thought, I'm going to check that out. But anyway, one of the things also that, you know, you talked about colors. Let's talk about some other areas. What about if someone dreams about a room in a house? What could that represent?
Rooms are really that's really a very popular that's a common theme in dreams, and rooms are like the inside of you. And you know, for instance, if you're dreaming about an attic, that has spiritual connotations.
Uh-huh.
Because because of where it is, it's high. You know, it's the top level of your home. If you have an attic, it's the top level. And even if you don't have an attic in your home, if you dream about an attic, that has spiritual connotations in the dream. Whatever is going on that's pressing in your life, if you're dreaming about attics and it's a recurring dream, then there's something that's hot. It's something your higher self is trying to give you. Get you to pay attention to something. And so you should also pay attention to what's inside the attic. Basement's the same thing. Basement is the lower level of a house. And if you're dreaming of the basement, then that could not necessarily mean that you are dealing, you know, there's anything bad going on because of the lower level of the house, but it just means that you're at the ground level, and there's something you need to either start from the basics, or you may have gone somewhere where it's something's beneath you. Whatever's going on in your life may be beneath you, but again, you have to pay attention to the rest of the dream symbols in the dream to determine which interpretation you should go with.
Okay, that makes
kitchens
sense.
Also kitchens, you know, kitchens, bathrooms. You know, bathrooms mean that there's something in your life that you need to. All depending on what you're doing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you're washing your hands, you know, I'm just gonna go with washing the hands or taking a bath.
Yeah, you know, the visual for a lot of us, you know, we go to the bathroom, we know what's going on in there, so we'll just kind of.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna keep it clean. You know, we're gonna say that if you're taking a shower, that means that you're going through some kind of a cleansing. You know, you're ridding your body, your higher self, whatever it is. You're getting clean. You're coming clean. So, you know, again, you know, different. Whatever you're doing in those rooms, determine what the dream symbol, what the definition, which definition you should go with.
That's pretty cool. I was thinking that too. So it's funny that you said that because I thought, you know, some like in the bathroom, I would think about cleansing, you know, or releasing or something like that. What about, you know, I've had this happen, and it's interesting because some of them were scary and some of them were not so scary. But what about strangers in a dream? What happens if you have someone you haven't seen, like, who the heck they are?
Strangers in a dream are aspects of you that you need to pay attention to. They're aspects of you, whether you've paid attention to them or not. If there's certain parts of you, depending on what that character is doing in the dream, that is a part of you. And you either need to incorporate them into your waking life, into you, you know, while you're awake. You know, if you dream of a strange man, and this man is he's very masculine and in the dream, and, you know, he's doing manly things, and if what he's doing in the dream scares you or makes you nervous or makes you feel uneasy, then you're not connecting with if you're a woman, you're not connecting with that male part of yourself that you need to incorporate into your daily life, because there's somewhere in your daily life where you're not being as strong and assertive. You need to be able to assert yourself.
So would you say that if you're dreaming about women or other women strangers, it could be part of your femininity side?
It could be part of your feminine side. Yes, it could be part of your feminine side, but sometimes, and again, this all depends on what's going on in the dream, sometimes it could be a spirit guide as well.
Oh.
And that could be a woman or a man. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it could be a spirit guide, but it all depends on what's going on in the dream. And how you're feeling in the dream also determines which definition you should go with when you're interpreting your dream, how you feel.
I'm glad you add that. I'm glad you added the feeling part because I was just thinking about that. I thought, you know, when you want to write them down or journal, should you include how the thought that, you know, both the thoughts and what the dream kind of, you know, the event, and then
what your emotions were.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm such an emotion. I have such an emotional nature. That most of the time I do feel my emotions in my dreams. You know, like I'll wake up going, oh, my gosh. And so it's interesting that even when I'm sleeping, that, you know, that bend in me is the same as when I'm awake. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Okay, well, let's talk about babies. What would a dream about babies, what could that represent?
Babies represent a part of you that needs to be nurtured.
Oh.
There's some part of you that you're neglecting. That if it's a strange baby, if it's your baby in your dream, then it's about your baby. But if it's a strange, if it's an unknown baby, also depending on what the baby's doing, sometimes, you know, I've had someone come to me and there was a baby, I think it was only a few months old, but it was walking in the dream. So it just depends, again, on what's going on in the dream, what the baby's doing. If it's a strange baby, again, it's an aspect of you that you have not, you need to nurture. So if it's a baby that, say, is a, maybe the baby is not so, you know, the baby has a strange look to it. There's something, you know, off with the baby, then that, you know, again, can mean a number of things depending on what else is going on in the dream. But in the dream that where the baby was walking, that I interpreted for someone, the baby was, you know, it was kind of fun. It was weird looking. And for that particular person, that meant that there was a part of her that needed nurturing. But at the same time, whatever else was going on in her life was not so, she wasn't behaving in a very honorable manner. So the baby looking kind of ugly to her was basically, you know, she was being ugly is the best way that I could put it for everyone to understand. She wasn't being
kind
very
like
nice.
Disconnected from that part of her or maybe a shadow
yes.
part of herself.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about, you know, light and shadow, and parts of us in our shadow self is our lesser angels of our nature, so to speak.
Yep. And it's funny how dreams will, you know, reflect what we're not wanting to see in our daily life, but, you know, there it is.
Wow.
And so.
Wait. Go ahead.
It was just, you know, I was just going to say that, you know, I just told her basically that she was going to have to change her approach in whatever she was doing because she wasn't being, you know, it wasn't a very honorable thing that she was doing.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. And, you know, and being open to seeing things without, you know, judging them so harshly, like about ourselves, if we dream about parts of ourselves, I just know in you know, coaching and stuff that I really, you know, want people to, whatever symbols come their way, especially about parts of ourselves that we're disconnected from, is to be loving with them.
Yes.
You know, just see them in a loving way as well. And, you know, and just saying, wow, you know, if we have neglected ourselves and it's coming out in our dreams, that's definitely a sign that says, you know, pay attention. But
Yeah, and it just means that, you know, it's giving you a chance to correct your course. That's all.
Very cool.
You know, it's just like, you know, you're driving down the highway and you miss your first exit because you're not paying attention. You can always turn around and, you know, go back around and get that same exit again. It's just that simple. It's just giving us direction so that we can correct our courses. That's it.
Cool. So share some more about, here's a couple more. What about storms? Because, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and what about storms and things that like that, you know,
storms.
Chaotic stuff?
Storms are trying to tell us, and I haven't, this definition is basically one of the ones that I see is the same across the board. And that is that there is turmoil in your life. Depending on how bad the storm is, sometimes you can see a storm coming in the horizon. Sometimes the storm is just passing. But, you know, for instance, if there's a tornado and there's tornadoes all over you, everywhere, and you're trying to get away from the tornado, and everywhere you turn, there's, you know, one over here, and you see one over there, then either you internally are going through some personal turmoil, and you've kind of lost your direction, and that's what the storm means, or you have a situation, family matter, you know, whatever, work. You have a situation where it's unhealthy, and so you dream about storms because everything seems like it's turned upside down. And so your dream is trying to tell you, hey, look, you know, this is what's going on with this. And most of the time you'll see someone from whatever area of your life that you're having difficulty with, there'll be at least one person in your dream in that area to let you know that this is what's going on. Or you'll be, if it has something to do with work, then you'll be on your work premises when the storm is happening.
Oh,
or if it's
okay.
Going on at home, you'll be at home when the storm is coming. So basically, storms mean turmoil
Okay. Across
the board.
That would make sense. And then I guess depending on, you know, like you said in the other couple of definitions that people can kind of connect it to what they're going through or whatever situation they're going through, that would be a good place to do it. Well, you know, there's a couple more subjects, but I know that we're getting close to the end of our 30 minutes. But before we go off air, I'd really like to share this link to Angel's Interpretations. We're going to discuss a couple of other things, but before we go off, I want to share this. Angela's blogspot and more information on how to connect with Angela about her personally doing some one-on-one dream interpretations would be going to dreamweaver96blogspot.com. That's dreamweaver96 .blogspot.com. And she's got some more information on that page sharing how to hook up with her to do one-on-one dream interpretations. And so we'll just kind of wrap some of this up, like we're ending towards it. What about body parts, Angela? What would you say if you had like some, you know, a particular body spot? What would that represent?
Body parts, real quick. If you have like if you're dreaming of your feet, again, you know, it all depends on what else is going on in the dream. But if you're dreaming about your feet, it could mean that you are having either trouble in your direction in your waking life. You're not sure which way to go, which way to proceed. If you're barefoot, if you have no shoes on your feet, and the ground that you're walking on is quite hard for, you don't have any shoes, so it's kind of inappropriate for you to be walking on that kind of surface, then it means that you're really having a lot of difficulty with where you're going in life. Eyes. Depending on whose eyes you're seeing, if you're seeing someone else's eyes in your dream, it can mean for you to look a little bit deeper. If it's someone that you know, that you're looking into their eyes in the dream, then that particular person you need to look a little bit deeper at. Make sure that your connection is where it's supposed to be, because there's something that you're, quote unquote, not seeing
okay.
in that person. So yeah.
Maybe one of the questions you could ask about, you know, where you're, you know, leading to or guiding to or walking towards would be, you know, what, you know, to ask your higher self possibly to, you know, what am I walking towards? What's, you know, clarity about where I'm going?
Definitely ask for clarity.
Towards.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then the same thing about eyes. You know, what am I wanting to see, you know, in my awake time, basically, would probably be a good question to ask your higher self. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I always say, you know, just bring everything into the light. You know, when I don't understand something about my dreams, I always say, okay, you know, I ask for guidance and just bring everything to the light. Let me see more. You know, when I go to bed the next night, you know, if I haven't gotten clarity in my dream the night before, if it was kind of fuzzy for me, because it can be fuzzy when you're dealing with your own dreams. If it's kind of fuzzy, I just ask for clarity in my next dream.
Well, you know, I we've come kind of to the end of our show, but I really think, you know, I definitely want to have another, you know, call about dreams, and I would love to have volunteers to, you know, interpret your dreams. And so I may even just go to some family and friends and say, hey, can we interpret your dreams? Because, you know, maybe we could have, you know, create kind of a journal, you know. I know Angela is going to be bringing some or sharing some more, you know, information on her blog spot. Again, that blog spot to get to for more information on the dreams would be dreamweaver96.blogspot.com.
And also I want to also say there are times where I can't get a read on someone because you have to be open. You really have to, when you write your dream down, you have got to be open and willing for me to see. I'm not going to judge you. You have to be open for me to be able to get a reading on you. If I can't get a reading on you, I will let you know, and there's no cost to you. If I cannot get anything, then you lose nothing, because I won't have someone pay for something that where, you know, I don't have an answer for them.
Right, and Angela has the information for those services as well on her Dreamweaver blog spot. She is, and that's great. That's a great point that you make, because I know even with coaching people that a lot of times it is about the more open that we are, the more open I am, even in my personal growth and journey, the more open that I am to seeing things with love and without judgment, the easier that I was able to process the stuff that showed up. And you know, I talk about things that re-spiral back around when we aren't paying attention to our best. A lot of times things will come back. And so I think in dreams that kind of happens too, that when we're not...
You'll have recurring dreams. That's
yes,
right. If you
yes.
don't get something in your waking life, if you're not getting it, you're going to keep having that dream over and over until you get it.
Yeah, and I that's another thing. That's maybe our next talk about dreams is like reoccurring dreams, because I'm fascinated. I've had a few of them that I'll be happy to share on that next call about what happens with reoccurring dreams and, you know, kind of what they're connected to, what they may be connected to. But, friends, our time has come to an end, and we just want to say again, we really appreciate you taking your time and energy to listen to our call today. Next call, which is on Mother's Day, the 10th, is going to be about our Movie Madness review. Angela and I are kind of movie buffs. You know, we call ourselves like Siskel and Ebert on behind the scenes, because we love movies. I think we're both a closet actress, and you know, our kids show a lot of gifts and talents, but I can watch movies, and I really see the metaphors in movies. And so, Angela, when I met her and we started talking, you know, right, Angela? we just can take and pick a movie apart, and she's like
yes.
one of the few people I know can tell what's going to happen at the end. I'm like, oh, man. But she's quick on that, too. So The next call we're going to do on May 10th is about the twilight fascination and about maybe the metaphors and what we seem to have picked up watching that movie, but also in the books, you know, and how the books relate. And the fascination with this movie among a lot of people out here. And is
yes.
there a twin flame connection with Robert, the characters, with, Bella and Edward, you know, is that kind of a twin flame theme? We thought it could be, and so we'd love for you to kind of join us on that call.
Oh, we'll yeah.
Posted and sent out. And if you want to share your thoughts about, any of our calls, you can email us at tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com. That's TWEAKING, YOURVIBRATIONS@gmail.com. Please, before that call, if you would love to share your thoughts about, you know, the movie or the books, we'd love to have them. We'll be happy to bring that also online, whoever our listeners are. And we'll pick a few and share that with all our listeners on that day. And till next time, we hope that you have an amazing day, an amazing week. And remember, please, that who you are as an individual is amazing, glorious, always deserving the very best you can give
yourself.
That's
right. That's right.
Thanks, everyone, for your time. We appreciate you. Have an awesome day.
Bye, everyone.